And let's see, Reed's calling us from Spanaway. Hi, Reed, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm in Bellevue, but that's okay.
Uh-oh, somebody made a mistake. Uh-oh.
That's fine. But I'm Reed.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a incontinence problem. About 3 years ago, I had the TURP prostate operation, and one of the results of it is I have incontinence. I tried the Kegel exercises. They seemed to help at first a little bit, but not getting very much results now, and I'm still having to use pads, of course, on that. And one, do you have anything that would help on that?
Well, that's a maybe, but what gives us a glimmer of hope, and I won't say it's an excitement, but a glimmer of hope, is that the Kegel exercises helped a little. Now, you know what you're doing with Kegel exercises. You're trying to strengthen muscles. And I'm just guessing, sir, but am I correct in guessing that possibly you're over 60 years of age?
Yeah, I'm 87.
Okay, sir. Well, then maybe the glimmer can go from the back burner to a glimmer on the front burner or something like that. Maybe an
Good.
extra glimmer.
Good.
And that is at 87, unless we're real unusual, it's just nature. Nobody's fault, but the testosterone levels are in they're not in the toilet because there's not any testosterone to get into the
Right,
toilet.
my testosterone is very low, and I'm taking the cream testosterone now, rubbing it on six places on my body.
Well, sir, that's not where it needs to be rubbed. You need to rub it as close to those blinking muscles as you can. And this is a tad bit unusual. I don't re usually recommend it this way. But to penetrate it right on through to the tissues that need it the most, why don't you go to your natural food store, the Tomo Clinic Dispensary, the Compounding Pharmacy, where they have a solution of DMSO. Are you familiar with the MSO?
Yes, I've used it before on muscle aches and pains and so forth.
Good. Okay. Now, according to Dr. Stanley Jacob, who did all the research, thank goodness, thank you, Dr. Jacob, on DMSO, for making sure it penetrates well but doesn't sting too much if you keep putting it on, he says it should be a 70% solution approximately. So you get the DMSO. Usually when you buy it at the store, it says 99.9 because they can never get it quite perfect, but I'll call it 100%. So you take seven parts of that, and you take three parts of distilled water. And why distilled? Because you don't want to put anything extra in with the DMSO to get absorbed. So you got a 7-to-3 ratio. Now, then you rub the cream stuff on, and hopefully it doesn't take up a lot of space. And you rub it as close to the, it has to be on the outside of the body, of course, but you rub it as close to those muscles as you can get. So for small children listening, please turn the radio off, but it has to be right down the back of the urethra as far up as you can go, but from the outside. And then you just keep rubbing that in there. And what do you know? Sometimes that testosterone gets those muscles to start rebuilding. And along with Kegel exercises, you can get at least part of a handle on the problem, sir.
Oh, that sounds great. I've got some DMSO now, but it's 100% because I got it at the tack store.
Well, it usually says on the label whether it's 100% or not.
Yeah, it says it's 100% on the DMSO, but I can even tolerate the pure DMSO, but I believe the 30% cutting it would definitely probably help too.
Yeah, and Dr. Jacob says so too. Now, sir, I have some experience with guys. I have a lot more experience with ladies since there's a shorter urethra there. They get incontinence too. And we have them rub their bioidentical testosterone right smack into the end of the urethra because, of course, it's a real shorter urethra and it covers the whole thing. And a lot of those ladies say it really helps. So I'm just hoping it'll help you. You just got a longer urethra to cover, sir.
Yeah, so I could rub this all around the scrotum and the rectal area.
Well, sir, what you do, I'm sorry, turn off the small children again,
Sure.
is you just try to follow the urethra with your finger as far back as you can follow it, okay?
Yeah.
And rub it in right there.
Okay. And how many times during the day?
Oh, I do it at least morning and evening.
Pardon?
Morning and evening, you divide your
Morning, okay, AM and PM,
yeah,
okay.
divide your testosterone dose in half and rub half in the morning and half at night. And by the way, you're not going to notice any difference for at least a few weeks. You know how long it takes to build muscle. So you're going
Sure.
to have to persist in this, sir.
Okay, okay, a few weeks, and I should notice some difference. And what about now liquids and stuff? So does coffee or tea or anything like that affect this?
Not that I'm aware. Now, I know this is going back a number of years, but when you were a little kid, did your mom ever tell you about bedwetting?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
That does make a difference, sir.
But she said if you played with fire before you went to bed, that you'd wet the bed.
No, sir. That your mom, nice as she was has been proven wrong by no less a person than Dr. James Brenneman, chair of the Food Allergy Committee, American College of Allergists, who did studies with bunches of small children, that's 300 or 400, who had bedwetting, and found that 80% of them could be stopped from bedwetting altogether by just quitting eating what they're allergic to, because what that allergy was doing in their case, instead of making them, for example, break out in a rash, instead it made their bladders go into spasm. And when the bladder goes into a spasm, why, by putting a catheter up into the bladder of the children with bedwetting, it was found, and somebody did this, a pediatrician, it was found that their bladder volume was only half of what it was in kids who did not have any bedwetting.
Wow.
But when they gave up their allergic food, sir, their bladder volume slowly went back to what it was in the kids who weren't bedwetting because their bladders quit spasming. So you also need a food allergy test, sir, and you can do that by getting in touch with Meridian Valley Laboratory. And, yes, I am medical director there.
Okay. And I'll certainly do that. And I had one other question. Your clinic is open, what, during the week?
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Pardon?
Monday through Friday,
okay. And then what's the number to call for the clinic?
206-812-9988.
Okay, 216.
No, 206, of course. That's a local area code.
Yeah, 206.
812-9988. And for that allergy test, you call Meridian Valley Lab, which is upstairs, and they're at 206. Let me see if I can remember. Yeah, 206-209-4200.
Okay, 206.
209-4200.
And that's the clinic upstairs.
That's the lab upstairs where, if you want them to, they can mail you the kit for the food allergy test, which takes... You got to stick yourself in the finger, put some blood spots on a piece of cardboard, and send it back.
Okay. That sounds real good then. All right. Real good. Yeah, I really appreciate your help on that.
Well, you're welcome, sir. And that bedwetting could be quite a clue, because if you're still eating what you're allergic to, your bladder might still be in a chronic spasm, and getting it out of that would take some of the pressure off, wouldn't it?
That would be great. That'd be great if it was. You bet. Incidentally, I think I messed up in having the TERP. The doctor that I had said, "Oh, it's the gold medal operation for enlarged prostate." And I learned later on that I didn't have any detection of any cancer. All
good.
All the tissue specimens he took out on the TERP were all clean. No cancer. But if that was the case, I understand later on that I could have had a needle biopsy on each side of the TERP there. Went to where they went in the TERP, and I could have had a needle biopsy, and that they would determine that I had no cancer.
Well, I'm sorry you can't roll back the clock, sir.
No.
But yeah,
you're right.
Sorry.
But I'm just thinking, others that are listening in, maybe it'll save them going to the TERP operation.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that, sir.
Yeah, you will. Thank you, doctor.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.